Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. The rest of the hour, it's just you and me. And as you know, I've been conducting a series of little talks with you about some of the fundamentals that I've been encouraging you to focus on. I've done this several years in a row. Every year I've tried to identify some fundamentals that I think will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And this year, my goal is to help you make sure that you weather the storm that we seem to be in. And for some of you, it's there are small waves and light winds. And some of you, it's a perfect storm. Your world is turning upside down, depending on what industry you're in, and depending on probably where you're located. There's a lot of different presentations of the challenges that we have right now that people are seeing. But regardless, we all are experiencing a little bit of headwind. And so I want to talk to you about some things in the marketplace, some things that you can think about in the marketplace to help you to have the maximum opportunity this year especially. One of the things that I like to say about the marketplace is that and marketplace is one of my favorite words. There are thousands of words in the English language, but very few of them are as powerful as the word marketplace. And not because so much because of what it sounds like, as much as what it stands for. Think about that word, marketplace. I use that word all the time because I love it, because it stands for so many things. And the marketplace, if you think about it, the marketplace is like an ocean. It's alive with productivity. They're creating waves and energy. It's different today than it is than it will be tomorrow. And as exciting as it sounds, the marketplace, just like an ocean, is rudely indifferent to our very existence, yours and mine, let alone whether we have a successful and safe passage or not. The marketplace is at once a place of opportunity, and it's a place of failure. And whichever we find depends more on us than anything or anyone else. And part of that marketplace, a very important part of that marketplace, are our customers, right? And there's one thing that we've learned about our customers. Their attitude is beautifully simple. It's so simple. It's so beautiful in its simplicity. It's all about them, right? Now, if there's one thing that you need to understand about the marketplace, when you look out into the marketplace, when you imagine penetrating the marketplace, when you imagine going forth with your products and your services and your pricing strategies and all the things you're excited about and all the things you projected that you're going to make happen this year, if you don't understand this one beautifully simple concept, you're not going to make it. And that's that it's all about your customers. You've heard me use this term before. You've heard other people use it. With them, right? What's in it for me? That's all your customers care about. They don't care about you. They don't care about anything else. They own. And guess what? You're just like that, aren't you? Aren't you just like that? And when you buy, when you go to the marketplace, when you become a customer, you're just exactly like that. But there's one thing that happens to you and me that gets us upside down on this what's in it for our customers, that causes us to wander off away from that. And that's in the way that you and I buy things and prepare them for the marketplace. When you and I think about providing a product to our customers or a service to our customers, we get so excited, don't we? We got, wow, here's some new colors we can offer. Here's new technology. Oh, we've created this new technology, and boy, it's going to allow me to deliver my stuff quicker and faster and cheaper and blah, 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 right? So now you're excited about that. But that's counterintuitive to the customer, to your customer, because what you've just described are benefits for you. But your benefits, when they're turned around and focused on the customer, are merely features. They're not benefits to your customers. They're merely features. What you're excited about for yourself is not what you can convey to your customers. You've got to convert what you're excited about, those which are benefits to you, features to your customers. You got to convert those into benefits for your customers. I'll talk about that just a little bit more when we come back. And also vendor relationships. I want to talk about that a little bit when we get back. That's coming up right after the next break. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
And when you smile for the camera, I know I love you better.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thanks for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can get all the things that we do here, the show, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, our newsletter. You can subscribe to it. It comes every weekday. I'm sorry, every weekend on Sunday afternoon by email. And the blog, that's the weekday thing. That's, we update that every weekday. And, of course, also our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you can get small business answers now. So check those out, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. It's just you and me. I'm talking about fundamentals. Fundamentals of operating your business, and I'm focusing on the marketplace today. And I was talking to you a minute ago about Wiffen, right? What's in it for me? That's what your customers are saying to you, without whether they say it or not. That's their attitude, whether they're conscious of it or not. Just like it is your attitude when you're laying your money down. It's the same thing. So you got to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you're focusing on that. You're focusing on what it is that they want, not even so much what they need, but what they want. And I was talking about the fact that we get upside down when we're developing products. We think what are benefits to us become benefits to our customers, and that's not the way it works. You've got to make sure that you know what they consider to be a benefit. And if you can't in this world, folks, in the 21st century, if you can't press that button, if you can't press the Wiffen button. And it's different for this customer than it is for that customer. If you can't figure out how to press that button that of what's in it for me, then you're just wasting your time, you're wasting your money. You'd be better off to go get a job somewhere and or go dig a ditch or join a monastery. I don't care, but you're not going to be successful in the marketplace if you can't figure out what the button is, where the button is that touches them in the way that they want to be touched, because you've got to make sure that you know what they want, not what you want, not what are benefits to you, but what are benefits to them, not features. All right, let's move over and talk about vendors. You know, this is probably one of the most untapped relationships that you have. When you buy from people, the people who provide you with the goods and services that you have, you know, their success depends on you. If you don't sell stuff to your customers, then you can't buy their stuff, right? So it all rolls uphill. And so I would recommend that you look around at your relationships with vendors and you say, okay, if I could get a little bit more out of them, if they could help me with this or with that, find out what it is. I don't care. It doesn't matter. There's no way that I could know what you need to get out of your vendor relationships. But don't just think of them as somebody who sells you stuff and then you write them a check and then they go away. Find out what they can do. Find out what you need that's more than what they're giving you, and ask them if they could help you with it. You know what? It might be co-op advertising. What about that? If you need to do some advertising, and you don't really have the budget that you'd like to have, contact your vendor and say, look, I'm going to advertise your products in my local marketplace. Would you like to kick in? Heck, if they only gave you 10%, that's 10% you didn't have. But this is an untapped opportunity that most people just don't think about. Ask your vendors. If they've got a new product that they're trying to push on you, they want you to buy some stuff, and you're not quite sure, or you can't quite capitalize that, ask them about some special terms. Ask them about the possibility of consignment. Think about this relationship with your vendors, folks. It's a very important one, and there may be some untapped opportunities that you're missing there. All right. Next, let's move over to the next topic. And we'll talk about this is very important, folks, and it's about the things that keep your customers up at night. What are those things? What do you know what keeps your customers up at night? And see, now I'm probably gonna get back over into that button I was talking about a minute ago. What keeps your customers, what frightens your customers? What are they excited about? What frightens them? Now, how do you find that out? You find that out by asking them. That's one of the main ways you find out. What is going on in your world? What's happening in your world? You can ask them what's happening. And why do you need to know this? Let's talk about why you need to know this. Well, if your customer has bad news, if there's something out there in their future, if there's something going on in their industry, and let me tell you something, folks, today there's a lot of that going on, aren't there? I mean, think about what if you know your customers very well, you know that they're worried about some things. They may be worried about financing. They may be worried about capitalization. They may be worried about something that's happening on the other side of the planet. Who knows what might be concerning them and might have a negative impact on their ability to do business with you. So you need to find out what it is that they're worried about. And here's why. Because if you can find that out, when you call on them, when you knock on their door and call on them, you don't need to be saying, are you ready to buy more stuff from me? You need to be talking to them about what they're concerned about. Because what they're concerned about is directly influencing their ability to buy from you. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to reduce what they're going to buy from you. But if you can let them know that you want to know about what they're concerned about and that you want to be part of the solution, you're going to have a much greater opportunity to be seen as a problem solver, as a partner. Not part of the problem, but part of the solution. And therefore, you will get more business. Tin Till, right back after these messages. Here's Marvin Kaye to take us out. Hey, hey! Happy long. We're back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and sometimes the Duke of Earl. 7 Till, we're talking about the marketplace, your ability to penetrate the marketplace, my ability to penetrate the marketplace in the 21st century. What do we got to do? What are some things we got to do? Have you ever heard of the Pareto Principle? You've heard of that, haven't you? You know, the old 80-20 rule where 80% of in business, as it applies to business, 80% of your business comes probably from 20% of your customers. So if you think about it like that, folks, and if you're honest with yourself, and if you look around, you'll really notice that there's the Pareto Principle is alive and well more than you ever knew. And so if that's the case, 20% of your customers, if any one of them, of that 20%, has bad news, what's that going to do to your business? How is that going to impact your business? Is it going to be slightly bad, or is it going to be a catastrophe? And if it's affecting one of your customers, could affect two of your customers. Is it an industry thing? Is it a management thing on their part? Or is it something that's systemic across your marketplace or the global marketplace? What do you know about these things? How are you finding these things out? And what you've got to do, folks, what you and I both have to do is we have to know these things as much as is possible on our own. And then ask customers what's up, what's keeping them up at night. Put all that information together so that you and I aren't caught off guard And we so we don't get a phone call one day and the phone and the person on the other line says, Jim, I'm sorry, but we're not going to be able to buy from you anymore. We've had a problem over here, and or we got this issue, that issue, or we've got to consolidate nationally or whatever it might be. We're not going to be able to do business with you anymore. Then, you know, if you're blindsided by that, what are you going to do? Maybe yesterday you just bought a big piece of equipment that you wouldn't have bought if you'd known that. Well, guess what? You probably should have known that. You shouldn't have bought the equipment without knowing that. And so you've got to be able to know as much as you can without being surprised. You know what I've said many times before? Surprises are for birthdays, not for business. And so find out these things, and then you can go to your customer and you can say, okay, you've told me this. This is something that I know. I've learned. What can I do to help you? How can I be? It sounds like you're going through a little bit of a rough time right now, or whatever it might be. Heck, it might not be a bad thing. It might be a good thing. It might be something they're excited about. Hey, congratulations on the new deal you got. What can I do to help you make sure that you maximize that opportunity? What can I do to help you? That's a powerful statement. You've got it, but you can't just go wandering in without any information and ask that question. You've got to do a little homework. And here's something that you can do to help them. You can integrate. You can become an integrated partner, not just a vendor. And see, this is what I was talking about a minute ago when I was talking about your vendors. Your vendors need to become integrated with you. They need to be more a part of your solution than just selling you stuff. So what I want you to do is I want you to be that vendor with your customers that integrates. That's not just dropping their stuff off on the dock, But it's asking your customers, what is it that you're doing with this? Where is this going? Who's using this? How can I help you be more productive, be more efficient, get more out of your experience with me, this experience that you have as a customer of mine? What do you need? What can I do? These are things, folks, this becoming an integrated partner is essential to long-term success in the 21st century, and here's why. If you're just a vendor, you're like all those buses that come along, where one comes along every 6 minutes. If you're just a vendor, they can buy from you today, and they can buy from somebody else tomorrow. But if you become integrated, and folks, this is not just for business-to-business businesses, folks. If you're business-to-consumer, if you've got a retail operation, you can do the same thing with your retail customers. They want things, too. They want customization, too. They want to feel like you know about a little bit about them. So regardless of whether your customer is a person or a company, find out what's going on in their lives. Find out what's happening with regard to how they use your products, and help them with that. Become integrated with them so that they believe that you are part of the solution. You're one of their partners. And the more you can do that, the more you're not seen as just a vendor that can be cast aside and brought, where they bring somebody else on. They get to the point where they can't do without you, folks. This is very important stuff. The marketplace doesn't care whether you live or die. You have to do that on your own. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.